Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Mica, Executive Director for South Shore Arts. And my guest today with a strong connection from South Shore Arts is our exhibits manager, Brandon Johnson. Brandon, good day.
Thank you for having me today.
Oh, it is terrific to have you on, and most importantly, because I've had such a close insight into the development of this upcoming new exhibit we'll have at the Bachman Gallery at South Shore Arts Center for Visual and Performing Arts this year, around the influence of renowned American expatriate portrait artist John Singer Sargent. And you really, you know, sort of sourced this idea, came up with this idea, and put it forward. So, you know, what was your inspiration to focus on Singer Sargent?
It's hard to not be slightly biased as a painter myself, but when you look at the grand history of painting, there's only one painter who has often been referred to as the painter's painter, and that has always been John Singer Sargent. And now that it's been 100 years since he had last died, it felt like a good time to sort of reflect on figurative art as a whole, not just through the lens of John Singer Sargent, but through a more contemporary focus as well. How do people approach the figure in a way that isn't just painting passed away chancellors at a big Ivy League college?
I mean, you know, 100 years, it just, you've always heard the name, even for lay people in the arts, that name is so synonymous with portraiture and just probably the most well-known portrait artist, you know, in history, or very well could be. So, when you think about the exhibit that's coming up, what are you most excited about in terms of what you're going to be able to curate and show in the exhibit?
For me, what brings the most excitement is it's not just an exhibit of portraits at the end of the day. It is a look at a vast number of people through different lenses, whether that be through a historical lens where we get to see Civil War era reenactors portraying history in a way that allows us to contemplate it from a more living standpoint than from a dead standpoint, or narrative paintings that leap off the painting with a sense of life and energy that you don't often see when it comes to just portraits in and of themselves. It's really an exhibit of, though they focus on the figure and they focus on portraits, none of them I would think would call themselves portraitists. I think they would all refer to themselves as artists. And getting to put together a group of extremely talented national and international artists for this exhibit, it feels confident to say many of them are museum level painters, which has just been a thrill to work with.
And, you know, to that end, I mean, you've got how many pieces are going to be in this show?
Sadly, I missed the opportunity to really capitalize on the 100 years thing and have 100 pieces in the show, because we're just shy at around 90 odd pieces.
Wow. That is a full gallery. I mean, we have a big gallery, but that is a full gallery without a doubt. So spectacular. And I know some of these are, I don't even know. I mean, there's some that are easily, you know, 6 foot by 3 foot wide, and big pieces, small pieces, just a really terrific mix of artwork that you'll be showing. Is there any one particular piece or one particular artist that you're most excited about?
For myself, it would have to be Peter Lupkin's work. When one of my first interactions with South Shore Art as a whole was their annual salon show, and I had happened to be in it several years back. And it was when I was in college, and I was in it at the same time as Peter. And I remembered seeing one of his works and just the way he handled painting and the way he told a story through his paint really changed the trajectory of my art career. So getting to see his work up close, getting to work with him as a person has been an overwhelming joy. And I think his paintings just shine with a life and a texture that just really conveys the narrative he chooses to tell.
Well, and I would say, one, I appreciate that description and looking forward to seeing all of his work that we'll be able to exhibit. But, I mean, there's a number of artists in this show. I mean, what do we have, 10 total in the show?
We have 12 total.
12 total in the show, and a number of those have been in our salon shows, and to your point, have exhibited nationally and internationally. You've attracted just a really terrific roster of artists for this exhibit.
Most of them were, like, genuinely so thrilled and have been absolute joys to work with through and through. They've exemplified professionalism beyond any standard. They've all been... Their artwork is reflected in their own selves as well.
Well, I'm sure they'll appreciate that comment and there. It will be outstanding. So can you maybe, let's get into some of the details there, if we can wrap up with, you know, when can people come out and see it? When does it open? Are there any special events? And is there any cost for folks to come out and see the exhibit?
So as always, our exhibits are always free and open to the public. We are open 6 days a week, and people are always welcome in the gallery. We will be having our artist and or opening reception on November 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. So people are free to come in, meet with many of the artists, see the exhibit for the first time. There'll be light bites and some wine served as well. It'll also be in conjunction with, we have our atrium gallery. We have our Less Than Five Invitational opening on the same day. So people are welcome to see both shows, which will be open. And then throughout the exhibit, we're looking to do, starting in January, we're starting to do artist demonstrations with many of the artists. We're going to do an evening at the very end of the exhibit with live music brought to us by the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra Youth Orchestra. And we're looking just to do a really fun, comprehensive show with a couple artist talks as well throughout the exhibit.
That is terrific. So really, get in early, come often, check it out. It is going to be a fantastic exhibit. And really, in my opinion, humble opinion, I'm sure I have conflict in saying this, but the best gallery we have in Northwest Indiana. So, Brandon, thank you for being here. Thank you all for listening today to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region.